What is selective enforcement? Israel 2025. The media calls it legitimate protest. But what is really happening? 1,600 arrests, 12 indictments, zero prison sentences. Even the most severe offenders? All released. Tamar Gershoni. Plotted to assassinate the prime minister. Charged with conspiracy to commit terror and attempted murder. Released to her home. Ofer Doran fired illumination flares at the PM's residence in Caesarea. A security guard almost killed. Charged with an act of terror. Reckless incendiary use and attempted arson. Released to his home. Gal Doron. Itai Yafe. Amir Shde. Partners in the flare attack on the PM's residence. Charged with acts of terror. Incendiary use and attempted arson. All released to their homes. 80-year-old man Nes Ziona posted calls on Facebook to murder the PM. Charged with incitement to terror. Released to his home. Binyamin Shmil threatened the PM and right-wing leaders. Convicted of incitement to terror and violence. No prison sentence. Ami Dror. Inciting statements against the PM during a speech. Investigated for incitement to violence. Released to his home. Continues openly. Zayev Raz. Threatened the PM in social media posts. Investigated for incitement and threats. No indictment. Dr. Yolanda Yavor publicly called to encourage violence against the PM. Investigated for incitement to violence. Released to house arrest. Roy Gordon threw a burning torch at police officers and a police horse. Charged with reckless incendiary act and obstruction of police. Released to his home. Dana Harrison. Brothers in arms. Smashed the windshield of a car with children inside. Charged with willful property damage and illegal assembly. Released to his home. Isle Yafe weapons found. Kalashnikov, submachine gun, grenades, ammo. During protest, sexually assaulted a border police woman. Charged with illegal weapons possession, sexual assault, obstruction, and unlawful assembly. Released to house arrest. Later seen at protests. This is not protest. This is selective enforcement. This is dangerous lawlessness. Attorney General Gali Bahar of Myanmar and Supreme Court President Amit Yitzhak. Why are you doing this? Whom do you serve? Are you with Israel?